You're listening to SBS News.
Over 12 years, the NRL's School to Work program has helped 2,500 school students finish school and find work. That help is now more necessary than ever, with the COVID-19 pandemic creating an uneven playing field for many. Recent graduate Keg Dwyer says after a rough 2020, he's about to take up a trade.
It was very hard because I didn't have Wi-Fi at home or a laptop. I had to use someone else's, had to use the school Wi-Fi. It was hard, but at the end of it, I passed. I did it, completed everything, and that's what we want. We want to, you know, succeed in life, our education, just become a better person.
Despite those challenges, 93% of the students on the program last year successfully graduated Year 12. Mr. Dwyer was one of the students who took part in a touch football competition, the Bennelong Cup, on Friday, with businesses looking for new staff. The program's manager, Sean Humphreys, says the day is all about showing students they all have a pathway to a good career.
Days like today, our young people will be able to see some of the corporates that have real, genuine job opportunities, especially in the facilities management sector, and we can then link those young kids that have those aspirations to those particular jobs and make sure those connections are made. And then, you know, the next step from a day like today would be making sure that the young person turns up for an interview and that puts their best foot forward in their preparation for their career pathway.
Friday's tournament also gave the students the chance to play with some of the NRL's current and former stars, including league great Cliff Lyons. He says there's a lot the students can learn from the game.
It teaches about hard work and commitment and passion and all that stuff. And all that stuff comes into appreciation through business and through work ethics, you know, like supporting your teammates, backing up, working hard for them and working for each other to make it stronger.
Over the past 4 years of the Bennelong Cup, 24 young people have walked off the field with a job. One of the business owners participating, Brad Robbins, says he's hoping to take on more than a dozen more young people this year.
We're offering apprenticeships. We've got 15 apprenticeships on offer at the moment, and we've already found a number this year. So they're, you know, apprentice plumbers, apprentice carpenters, apprentice electricians and so forth.
Opportunities like that could be a game changer for a graduating year that faced challenges not seen in a very long time. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.